improve and create your own powerful routines. In this section, we will examine some of the best practices to help you improve your current routines, as well as intentionally set new powerful ones. These steps will be general enough you can use them to focus on multiple areas of your life. Step 1. Your motive. Before you begin to look at your daily tasks and routines, you need to first think about what you really want to accomplish. What is the motive behind you wanting to tap into the power of routine? The easiest way to do this is to examine or set some long-term goals. You should have goals that focus on the things you find important. Successful people usually have goals based around things like household, health and fitness, work, family, spiritual, financial. Take some time to think about long-term goals you would like to accomplish in each of those areas. This is important so that later on you can assure that your current routines are working towards these. Also, you'll be able to create new routines that address any current area of weakness. Step 2. Examine your day. Now you want to examine what you already do on a daily basis. You may already have routines that you aren't aware of. Alternatively, you might be on the cusp of having helpful routines and just need a nudge to get there. To start examining your day, simply spend a day recording all the tasks you do. Start with a single day, but keep in mind recording a whole week will be significantly more helpful. Start recording what you do when you wake up, right up until you go to bed. Think about the things you have to do before you go to work. Think about everything you need to do to help your family get their day started. Consider the repeatable tasks you need to do at work. Consider the repeatable tasks you need to do to keep the household running, like cleaning, organizing, eating, etc. Ask yourself what errands you need to complete. Ask yourself what things you do to stay in good health. Think about the things you do for your financial health. Once you have jotted down all of your tasks, you'll have a master list of the things you do already. Step 3. Examine your list. Now that you have your list, examine it and take stock of the things you do daily. Ask yourself the following questions about each task. Is this a positive or negative daily action? Are these actions progressing me towards my goals? Are these actions an efficient use of my time? If you find a number of daily tasks that are positive, fit your goals and efficient uses of your time, highlight them. These are powerful daily routines that you are already having, and you should commit to continuing and perfecting them. Alternatively, if tasks don't tick off all of the 3 above boxes, well, you might want to look at dropping them or replacing them with some new routines. Step 4. Look for weakness. Earlier, you wrote down or set new goals that addressed a number of areas in your life. Looking at that list, try and pinpoint any weaknesses in your daily task routines. Are any of your goals not being addressed properly? Are you doing things every day that progress you towards each of your goals? Are the things you are doing as good as they can get? If so, then congrats, you're using the power of routine already. If not, and let's be honest, most of us can do better, then you should just jot down where you think you're struggling. Create a list of the areas that you don't do enough of each day and you want to address. For example, some people might get a lot of exercise each day, but they aren't saving enough money. If this is you, then you would write down financial as an area of struggle. At the end of this step, you should have a number of areas in your life you need to focus on. Step 5. Brainstorm new routines. Using the list you created last step, focus on the areas of your life you feel you aren't properly addressing yet. Make a list of 2 to 3 things you could do each day to address them. For example, if you highlighted financial, go ahead and write down a daily task or two that can help you with that. The task could be something like cutting down on lunches out, or it could be throwing your loose change into a change jar at the end of each day. Step 6. Schedule your new routines. Ideally, after the last step, you'll have a number of potentially new routines you can start to incorporate into your life. You should take some time now to figure out how these will best fit into your life. If you are someone who already has a day planner and you schedule your life down to the hour, then you will simply plot these new routines where they fit. If you're a little more flexible with your time, then you will want to take some time to think about where these routines naturally fit into your day. Instead of stridently scheduling them into your day, you can simply categorize them by the time of day that most makes sense. Keep it simple with three categories: morning routines, afternoon routines, night routines. When you are separating your routines into these categories, remember to honor your own personal preference. Some people like to get more complex tasks done early, while some people like to spend their mornings in a more reflective or laid-back state. Some people find their creative juices flow the best when they first wake up, while others like to spend their nights being creative. The important part here is being true to yourself. Not only do you have to be true to yourself, you need to be true to your circumstances. If you are rushed off your feet in the morning already, then creating a 30-minute meditation routine during that time just might not fly. Adjust your routines to fit your personal preferences, as well as your personal circumstances. The easier it is to fit your routine into your life, the easier it will be to stick to it. Speaking of which, step 7, stick to it. Simple, right? Just keep on doing the routine. Wait a sec. Actually, it isn't that simple. Committing to doing a new daily task, no matter how trivial, isn't just as simple as wanting to do it. If that were the case, we would all get enough exercise, save a ton of money, and have a totally clean and organized house. The truth is, committing to a new routine is much tougher than simply creating one. To help your routine stick, you should take a couple of steps. 1. Commit to 30 days. Sure, there's a lot of information out there claiming there's a specific time frame to make a habit or a routine stick. I don't know how true it is, but I do know that 30 days is both reasonable and long enough to get into a pattern. 2. Use a calendar or an app to mark each day done. There is something really powerful about seeing your progress right in front of you. Ideally, you would get a calendar, hang it somewhere you constantly see, and each day mark an X through the day you completed your new routines. Conversely, if you have a number of new tasks or routines you want to stick to, you could use color-coded stickers. If you want a more high-tech option, there are plenty of habit creation apps that will also allow you to track your month of new routines. One note here, though. Make sure you enable notification on these apps so that you'll get regular reminders. It's much easier to forget to use the app than it is when you have a physical calendar in your face. Use the notifications to bridge that gap. 3. Build in flexibility. While aiming for every day is pretty important, let's not forget that life happens and we need to be flexible at all times. Remember Susan Sontag? She built flexibility right into her routines when she wrote them down. She allowed herself a free rule break once a week. If you don't like that idea, you could make up a rule that you can break your new routine for a day, as long as you don't do it again on a consecutive day. No matter how you incorporate flexibility, and the two examples from above are hardly the only ways, you just need to figure out what works best for you. 4, build in a reward. Guess who likes rewards? Everyone! You should try and think of a reward that you can give yourself if you go the full 30 days with your new routines. Try to think of a reward that really means something to you. Don't think of anything too extravagant or out of your means. Just choose a single, simple reward that makes you happy in the moment. Jack Dorsey of Twitter had a simple daily reward of a cup of coffee. You can choose something that resonates more with you, but that just goes to show you don't have to go overboard. If you want to reward yourself something really exciting and maybe a bit luxurious, try and make it match your goals. For example, set a new routine to get more active and stick to it for a full month. If you're able to do that, you might reward yourself with a new gym membership, some nice basketball shoes, or a new bike. Those are pretty significant rewards, but they directly address your personal goals and will likely help you accomplish them more efficiently. Step 8, self-reflection. Once you've reached the end of your month, ideally successfully, it is time to sit back and take some time to reflect on how it went. Ask yourself these questions. What went well with my new routine? Did my new routine have an appreciable effect on my life? What part of my routine did I struggle with? What part of my routine did I truly enjoy? What could I do to make my routine more efficient? Is this something I want to continue? Is there a better use of my time? Asking yourself these types of questions will help you correct your trajectory, if need be, and tweak your routines so that they are more helpful or efficient. Don't be afraid to drop routines that haven't helped you or just don't vibe with your life. On the same token, don't be afraid to double down on routines that have had significant impact on your life or that you love. Step 9. Tweak them and start a new 30 days. It's a routine, right? You don't stop doing it. Take what you learn from the above self-reflection and work on perfecting those new routines. If you keep going through steps 8 and 9 after each 30 days, you'll be regularly improving your routines until they're perfect. Your commitment to creating and perfecting routines will actually become a routine in itself. The power of routine is a powerful force that only gets more powerful as you fully acknowledge and embrace it. Anyone who follows these 9 steps is doing both.